So the Rambam enumerates in the list of individuals that could lose their portion is one is HaKofer BaTorah. So in the explanation of what it means to be a Kofer BaTorah, to reject Kofer, which means basically rejecter of Torah. So the explanation he gives, three people who are in this category of being Kofer BaTorah. So the Rambam writes that if an individual comes and says, Shein Torah Mim Hashem Afilu Pasuk Echad, that the Torah was not entirely written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was basically a secretary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the explanation that's given. A secretary, you tell him word by word, and he basically dictate to him exactly what you want, and he basically writes it. That is what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility as it comes to writing of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was just basically, that's also a big madrigal, to be Evet Hashem, to be Avishel Kol HaNeviim. But at the end of the day, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in its entirety, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him what to write. So even if a person comes and denies, and says, there are some who say that Aseret Adib wrote Chalila Bechas, they say only the Ten Commandments. I was the first individual who said that. That was the Kofer, was Korach. That he said that he was the one who said that the Ten Commandments was only given by God. But anybody that says, Afilu Pasuk Echad, Afilu Teva Achat, even one letter is not godly, this individual is Kofer Batorah. Even if he says, let's say Moshe said it, Mipi Atzmo, on his own, this is Kofer Batorah. That's first in the category of Kofer Batorah. Then he says, HaKofer BePerusheha, V'hu Torah SheBe'Alpe, V'amakhish Magideha, Kegon Tzadok U'Baitus. You have a second individual that could say that I believe the entire Torah that what we have in the Aron HaKodesh is given by God. But the Torah Shebe'alpeh, he doesn't accept. He rejects the oral tradition that we have, that has been passed down to us from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Rebbe to Talmid, from a father to the son, till eventually at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it was ultimately written. But originally it was given orally, Torah Shebe'alpeh, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a level of Torah Shebichdam and Torah Shebe'alpeh, written Torah and oral tradition. So the best technique of teaching is this way. When you have the book and you learn from the book, but at the same time you go to a classroom setting, Lavdil, and the teacher teaches to you from the book orally. That is the best technique. That's why the explanation, I believe, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch gives this explanation. That's why we needed both aspects. There has to be a written law and there has to be oral tradition. And besides that, the reason is given also at the same time that if the other nations, they come to copy, they could only copy the written law. They cannot know the oral tradition. They don't know it. At the end of the day, they don't know it anyway. So therefore, that is another explanation. Another explanation is also given that you always need a Rebbe to teach it to you. You cannot on your own imagine to come to understand and comprehend the Torah in its entirety unless you have a connection to a Rebbe, to a previous generation to teach it to you. So therefore the Tzaduk HaBaitus, they started the Tzedukim and Baitusim, they rejected the Torah SheBe'alpeh. So the fact that a person, by rejecting the oral tradition, and you don't accept the entire package, so the fact that the individual is kofer, okay? But the chidush of the Rambam is, by the fact that he does not accept what we have right now, Mishnayot, Gemarot, and oral tradition, the Midrashim, then automatically, the Rambam says, if this individual doesn't do Teshuvah, he has lost his share, Le'olam Haba, Chalil Abachas. That means he's in the same category. The person that does not accept, even let's say, he does fulfill the mitzvot, but he does not accept the Torah SheBe'alpeh. The Rambam says he's in the same category. He has lost, in effect, his share le'olam haba, unless he does teshuva. Then, the last category, which is the last part in this category of הכופר, כופרים בתורה, is somebody who comes and says שהבורא החליף מצווה זו במצווה אחרת. וכבר בוץ לתורה זו. Somebody that comes and says, this mitzvah no longer applies. כבר בוץ לתורה זו. This Torah or this mitzvah is no longer applicable. אף על פי שהיא הייתה מהם השם, I accept that original was given by God. So he says, כגון הנוצרים והגרים. That's other religions. That we know that this is what they say. This aspect is also considered to be rejection of the Torah, kofer b'Torah. Kol echad mishalusha elu kofer b'Torah. And as we know, a person could be honest and sincere, but this is what we need when it comes to the commitment to Torah, that to accept that the entire Torah was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some who say that Moshe Rabbeinu was very smart and he was able to convince. Just the opposite. We see, this is one of the explanations that is given. Why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu was not really a good orator? Being that he was, he used to study. In order that there should be not even one individual should come and say, by the power of speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to convince the people of his generation to accept the Torah. So just the opposite. He was not an orator. He wasn't able to speak well. So Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, as I mentioned, he was Avishel Kol HaNeviim. At the same time, he was only that's also Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch calls him a secretary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That letter for letter, word for word, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated, and he wrote it down. This is our emuna, and this is the way it's supposed to be preserved, and we are supposed to believe.